Erevin Pergvav, Mishnah Yud. Shachach Echad Minachitzan Velo Erev. If one of the people that are in the outer chotzer forgot and didn't make an Erev, Hapnimis Muteres Vachitzon Asura. So the people on the inside are Mutter, and the people on the outside are Asur. That's Pashut, like the Rav and Taisyantiv say. But it's going to be needed for the rest of the Mishnah, as we're going to soon see. Min Hapnimis Velo Erev. If somebody forgot on the inside and the inner chotzer and he didn't make an Erev, Shtehen Asuros. So they're both Asur. Even if the outer Chatzar made an Erev, it's still going to be Asur. And this is like the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah that we mentioned before. That the reason it's Asur is because Regal Hasura Bimkoma, person on the inside, anybody on the inside. Since it's Asur for any of them to use the Chatzar from their house to the Chatzar, therefore it's going to Asur even the people in the outer Chatzar that made an Erev. Nosnu Eruvan Bimakum Echad. And the way the Rav teaches this means the following. All the people in both chatzeros, both in the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer, they decided they joined with an Erev, and they all put their Erev in one place. Let's say they put it in the house, but the Rav says specifically that this place they put it would be a house in the outer chatzer. V'shachach echad, and now one guy out of any of these chatzeros, one house forgot, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzayna, whether it was a house from the inner courtyards or a house from the outer courtyards, fellow Erev, and this guy didn't make an Erev, shtehin asuros. They're both going to be Asur. But Rav entertains the following scenario. What happens if the guy that forgot it was a guy from the outer Chatzar, but everybody in the inner Chatzar remembered? It's just one guy from the outer Chatzar forgot. But still, they were mishtatif altogether. Well, then, why can't one of the people on the inner Chatzar say, you know what, let's just lock the door, or let's close the separation between the outer and the inner. We won't have any chelik with them. And anybody on the inner chatzar made an Erev. So the teretz is they can't, because they will then not have access to the Erev, because the Erev happens to be in the outer chatzar. So they can't disconnect themselves from the Erev. However, if the Erev was placed in the inner chatzar, and the person that forgot was from the outer chatzar, but the Erev was placed in the inner chatzar, so now what the inner chatzar people can do is they can seal off their chatzar, and now everybody within their own chatzar, the pnimis, nobody forgot there, and now the Erev is there too. And that would actually work, and they'd be allowed to carry there. And the last case in the Mishnah, v'mhayu shel yechidim, einan tzrichin la'arev. And if you had a chatzar on the inner and outer, where there was only one house in the inner and one house in the outer, it doesn't mean one person dafka, because it goes by the house. So you don't need to make an erev. What we mean by this is that each one of them can carry from their house to their chatzar. Why? Because it's regel that's not asura bimkoma. It's mutter bimkoma, because each person, the inner person, can carry from his house to the chatzar. And therefore, since he can, he won't asur, even though he has drisus aregli, has the rights to walk through the outer person's chatzar, to walk into his house from Rishus Arabim, since he is mutter in his own chatzar, he won't asur the outer guy's chatzar. Just like we've said previously, this is another raya that the Mishnah holds like the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah.